Mishnevov, the examples continue. Mishachazoi bulmais. Somebody who caught a particular disease known as bulmais, which one gets from being very hungry, and once again there is danger to life involved. And one of the signs that this is considered a very dangerous situation is that he stops to see properly. His vision is affected, and he becomes very weak, so the Mishnah says, Ma'achin lo yisoy afil dvorim tameim. We can feed him even non-kosher food, actually Einov, until his eyes light up a bit, and we can see that he's already getting better, and his vision has improved. Of course, if there is kosher food immediately available, then they should feed him the kosher food. But if it is even slightly quicker to get the non-kosher food, they would feed him the non-kosher food, since it's an emergency and he needs to be fed food as soon as possible. Continues the Mishnah. Mishin Shochi Kelev Shoiter, somebody who was bitten by a wild dog, so again there is danger to life involved. One is not allowed to feed this person a part of the dog's liver. This was known as some sort of cure, which wasn't necessarily proven scientifically. However, the doctors of the time did believe that this was a particular cure, and people did customarily use this as a cure. However, since this was not proven, and it wasn't necessarily a correct or reliable cure, so one is not allowed to feed him non-kosher, especially on Yom Kippur, because it is not necessarily considered to be a cure at all. However, Rabbi Masr ben Chorosh Matir, Rabbi Masr ben Chorosh says that it is permitted. It is considered to be reliable enough to eat it on Yom Kippur and violate the laws of Kashrus, since there is a chance that it will cure him, and there is a danger to life involved, so it is permitted to use that form of curing as well. Rabbi Masr ben Chorosh furthermore said, HaChoshesh Begreinai, one who has a concern in his throat. He has some sort of disease in his throat. One is allowed to place medicine in his mouth on Shabbos. And in fact, one is even allowed to crush the medicine, even though in general it's forbidden to crush things on Shabbos. It is permitted to do so in this case. The nature of Sfeit Nefoshos, because it involves a slight doubt to one's life. The whole Sfeit Nefoshos, at any time where there is even a doubt as to whether there is a danger to life, Deiches HaShabbos, one is allowed to override the Shabbos. This is learnt from the fact that the Torah says that you should guard the mitzvahs, v'chai bohem, and you should live by them. And the Gemara famously learns from here, v'chai bohem v'risha yomus bohem, one is supposed to live by the mitzvahs and not die via the mitzvahs. And therefore, if performing a mitzvah or not performing an avera will lead to one dying, then he should violate that law, as the Mishnah has now given a number of examples. Of course, there are three exceptions: idolatry, murder, and illegal relations, certain illegal relations. But the general rule is that one does not keep the law if it will lead to the loss of a Jewish life. A Jewish life is the most precious thing in the eyes of Hashem.